Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. When someone goes to jail, it's often difficult for them to escape the criminal justice system. At the Barron County Jail, a group is promising to help inmates break the cycle and succeed once they return to society. In the second of our four-part series on reentry in our region, we meet four individuals in that jail who are preparing to move on.
I'm a recovering drug addict. Let's just put it that way.
That's Pamela Stennett.
I have three daughters. I have a home. I have a husband, and I'm a cosmetologist.
Meanwhile, Julio Alonso grew up in a drug-filled environment and was in and out of New York and Connecticut's criminal justice systems. He says he wants to make sure his kids don't face the same.
I raised a stepdaughter. We sent her over here with her biological father for the summer, and he ended up keeping her for 3 years. Social services got in contact with us saying that, you know, there's allegations on him of physical abuse. And so I stole a car and packed my family up and drove over here.
I've got a 20-page background check when it comes back.
That's Barron County local J.P. Ballard.
I've been in and out of institutions all my life, mostly because of alcohol.
He and Julio have had different experiences trying to get help after release. Julio says one of the hardest parts about being a convicted felon is the lack of people willing to help.
A lot of times, they say the resources ain't for felons. They got resources for people with misdemeanors and people with infractions and, you know, but never for felons.
Not that they don't want us to succeed, but maybe that they don't care.
That's part of why the group that spoke at the Barron County Jail mattered. The resource responders gave everyone a list of names that can help keep them from going back to jail. To people like Pamela and Julio who want to get back to their kids, that sheet of paper means a lot.
It just gives me hope again that, you know, I can get back to doing the next right thing and going to meetings, getting a job, getting a sponsor, going to church, all those things that I know that I got to do.
So I'm going to see, I'm going to put them to the test, you know. I'm a handful, but I'm also determined. Especially if the prize is my kids and my sobriety and me never ever seeing these walls again, man, I hate it.
That's far from what another inmate, Darius Brooks, has seen in other jails.
They tell you leaving the door, we'll see you again. I don't hear, you know, people telling you, oh, I hope you don't come back. You know, they don't say that. Most of the time I leave the door, they're like, oh, we'll see you again. And it's like a hope that you'll come back, you know. But when you do come back, there's no rehabilitation. Nothing.
Here's how he felt after seeing the responders, though.
For somebody else who doesn't even know me to want better for me, it means a lot. It's godly almost.
The day after I met Darius was his first day of full freedom since 2008. He seemed ready to get back to his kids. Pamela says letting her family down has been hard, but also says her kids are the main thing helping her stay clean.
I mean, they're grown, but, you know, they still believe in me. They still got a little bit of hope.
From all my conversations that day, that belief seems to be major, especially from the corrections workers. Here's Darius and JP again.
Most people don't think that it does, you know what I'm saying, or that we're not going to listen just because we're not responsive in classes or whatever, but it makes a difference.
I think the main thing is my drive, whether I want to succeed or not. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of biased because I know if I'm going to succeed, it's on me. If I'm going to screw up, it's on me as well.
We'll hear from someone who has been through the system and now wants to help others in the next part in the series. That airs next week at this time. And more is online at wkyufm.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.